Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, Shiv.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the Hello, Hello Show.
Welcome to the Hello, Hello Show, everybody.
What's up? Welcome hello. Back. It's season 5, mix number 9. I was going to say happy Halloween. Happy holidays to all the Lecce fans
happy.
Out there. It's December.
It is. It is not the Christmas special yet, and we're thinking about what to do with our Christmas special next week that we're going to release before Christmas, or maybe on Christmas.
Maybe.
We don't know. But yes, today will be a normal mix, but happy holidays, everybody. I know a lot of people must be frantically shopping or buying, you know, gifts or food or whatever.
Or prepping for your dance performance that you're going to,
exactly,
you know, that you had to prepare for while you were working.
Because, you know, you can win 2,000 pesos with that. You don't
true.
Know.
And a right? pizza party.
And a pizza. See? So good luck, everybody, with all of your Christmas party performances. Mm-hmm. I know you will do great. And if you have a photo or a video of your office mate that's embarrassing, hold on to it and then release it again next year.
Yeah, dancing to dancing to Tyla's Water.
Exactly.
That's what I always see. Every dance performance that I've seen during my hosting is Water, Gento, and may isa pa eh.
Basta. Ano? Yung ganito, yung
Yeah. And or New Jeans. Exactly. Oh, pwede New Jeans.
Yon. Pwede New Jeans. I'm super shy. Okay. Anyway, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Hello Hello Show, where we talk about everything and anything under the sun, but specifically what happened in the internet sphere in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that trended in the Philippines or whatever you see on your timelines if you are, you know, in that zone of the internet world. So hopefully you guys enjoy. And we do have a structure, although we talk about random shit
stuff.
Honestly.
Yeah. So we start with talking about our own lives. It's called Where You Been. So we just discuss what we've been up to in the week. If it is your first time listening, you might not know that Rika is actually in the UK. So we'll be hearing about all the UK fun in the sun. I mean, I guess it's not really that sunny.
There's really
fun,
no sun.
Fun
There's
in
really
the gray no skies in the
exactly.
UK. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the TTs. So today's TTs, or the trending topics. This is the first one, and we're going to start with actually big international news. If you're a fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, some sad news. I know you're a big fan of Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Brower. Andre Brower, who plays Captain Holt, unfortunately passed away at the young age of 61. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then we are going to be delving into, I don't know why it's like hot news with restaurants and food and
exactly.
beverage businesses the last few weeks, no?
But, you know, I think it's also because the holidays in the Philippines especially, it's very much tied to food and going out and eating out at restaurants or ordering in, you know, from restaurants. So
yeah.
I think it is understandable that there are a lot of like kerfuffles and a lot of happenings when it comes to food, ordering food or restaurants. So
true.
I get
so
it.
So we're starting with OnlyPans, if you might know the restaurant or the how do you say that? Taqueria? Yeah, I love tacos, but I've never really said that word out loud in my head. I read it in my head, but I've never said it out loud. So
but how do you say it in your head though?
Taqueria? I don't know. OnlyFans Taqueria. Taqueria, right? Basta they sell tacos, right? So they're famous for their like birria tacos. And they're in Poblacion. So something happened where they had a large order for a client, and then there was a last minute cancellation. So they posted about it, and then we'll talk about like how the community was able to help out with that. And then the other thing that Rika found for us, what's our last DT for today?
Yeah, so I just found out about it through Facebook. There is a coffee shop, I think in Negros Occidental, if I'm not mistaken, where they, oh my gosh, you put me on the spot. But basically what they did was they asked people to leave their coffee shop because it was a group of 10 people sitting in three tables, but only two of them ordered drinks. So obviously with that, a lot of people have their own opinions about it. And I think it's also a hot topic nowadays, the coffee culture in the Philippines. It is very different from the coffee culture in other countries. So it's kind of like its own monster at this point. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, so you can jump straight to the TTs if you want. We have timestamps in the episode or the mixed description wherever you're listening to this. But let's start with where you've been, and who starts this week?
Is it you?
Me? Oh, I start this week. Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay, so well, let's just start with the most recent thing. So I just came home a couple hours ago for hosting for Xiaomi.
Wow.
Philippines. Yeah, dude, it was really cool. I was gonna tell you behind the scenes, but then I forgot, so I'm gonna mention now. There was a special guest there, and tiningnan kasi I know of them. I've heard of their name, but so sinerch ko yung mga profiles nila. And fina-follow mo pala lahat, parang lahat yata sila eh. So BGYO was there. Fan ka pala ng BGYO. So they were there.
Fan na ko because I think they dance really good and they do have really nice songs. So
Yeah. So P-pop group BGYO, I think they sang the parang bagong campaign song ng Xiaomi, right? It was cool. They gave out a lot, like literally, so it was for a media event, Chorva. And there was 80 of them, 80 media people. And the coolest, this I've never seen this before done at any sort of press event. Everyone got a raffle prize. Like everyone's name was called because they had enough gifts for everyone. And the gifts were, you know, all Xiaomi items. So power banks. Tapos umabot yung grand raffle, umabot ng ano, yung 55-inch na TV. It was really awesome, man.
They have a TV?
Yeah, 55-inch. Oh, ang ganda ng Xiaomi TV. Oh, ang ganda. Oh, dude, okay. They're and I saw one. I don't know if they still sell it. Dito sa Gale. May Xiaomi store dito sa Galleria next to my house. And they had like, it's like a see-through TV. Like when you turn it off, you can see through it or something like that.
Like just glass?
Parang ganon. It's really high-tech.
Ooh, that's very Black Mirror.
Yeah. Ganda. So yeah, it was held in the venue for the event was in BGC. This place called Super Sam. Now my branch didn't sa QC yet. I've never been to Super Sam. The food was pretty good, but the place is really small. So siksikan lang kami because it was really a last minute thing. I think they planned it last minute. So shout out to Stratworks. See, Miss, do you remember Miss Isabel Stratworks?
Like yes, yeah. I remember so, Stratworks.
So they. Si tinatanong nga, babalik ba si Rika sa Pilipinas? Kaya naghahanap ako ng host. So
I know, you know, some people still message me for hosting inquiries, but you know, thankfully I do have a lot of friends who are also hosts. So binibigay ko na lang yung number niyo.
Bang. So yeah, that's the most recent hosting. And then this past, cuz I think I talked about it last week. Sabi ko mag-host ako ng wedding para sa isang couple that actually listened to the podcast. So okay. I wanted to give a big shout out to Migs and to Nikki. I think Nikki specifically is the bride is the one who actually listens to us, who's a big fan of you, by the way, Rika G.
Wow.
I have to commend the couple because like I've hosted a lot of weddings, right? And usually weddings, there's either the bride or the groom or both are super like, da, 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 like this has to be bang bang bang, you know, let's make sure this happens. But dude, this is probably the most hands-off couple that to the point now, because I met them pre-prod like on Zoom and stuff, to the point that I incorporated that into my opening spiel. I was like, this is the most chill whatever couple. Dude, they were so cool, and their friends were really nice. And the family was really cool. And then they had they love music. I think they bonded over music, yung parang yung story nila. And ang bandang Shirley, if you're familiar with that band, I'm sure some of our Leche fans listen. Yeah, they got ang bandang Shirley to perform for their wedding. And grabe, ang galing. It was really such a good time and such a really literally stress-free wedding. They were
that
so
that must be so fun.
They were so cool, but man. So cool.
To be honest, before, or maybe I don't know, maybe I just had a really good hosting year year before I left. I do remember hosting a lot of weddings back then where the couples were so chill. And maybe also because I really like briefing the couple that this will be a live event, obviously. This is a live event. And sometimes you really can't control like lights turning off or the microphone, and there will be times where you're gonna have, what do you call that, like dead air.
Parang
minsan sineset ko na expectations when it comes to that because it's not really like on TV, you know what I mean, like it should be a breezy event. So when I always tell them that I guess it's fine that there will be times where we're gonna have a break or whatever. But don't stress. Kasi ang hirap kapag like you treat it as like a media event or you're hosting on TV or something like that, or you're hosting on radio.
Yeah.
Parang it also kills the mood. It also kills the romantic move. Can you imagine kunwari lang mawala ng microphone tapos mag-spill ka dun for like 20 minutes. Diba? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, especially in a wedding. So
yeah. For me, yung pinaka-importante talaga sa weddings is yung sounds talaga. I mean not just the microphone, but like if you need to have some sort of music going to fit whatever is happening. So kahit stock lang na music na, kasi sometimes they get a live DJ to actually do it, or not just at the end of the program, they actually have a DJ during the program, or there's like a sounds team. Usually you work closely with them. So yun, speaking of in terms of prod and whatever, so I also had another hosting, right? Lexi, my good friend Lexi.
Oh, I saw you guys on TikTok.
Oh, you did. We hosted the pre-show, right, for TikTok's creators night, TikTok PH's creators night. And it was in Manila Rizal Hotel. It was held on a Sunday. It was a beautiful venue, man. And the theme was avant-garde, dude. And it medyo last minute binigay yung peg. So I was like, what am I going to wear? So naghanap, buti na lang. Because I've never rented a thing before, like a suit or anything.
I know, I think you only have like one suit.
Yeah, one suit lang. Right? So nagrenta ako ng barong for that wedding ng Leche fan couple. And then so I heard, the name of the place is called Ivana's. It's on Tomas Morato, like sa tabi lang, malapit lang sa Chili's, right? I was like, okay, we got to go find an outfit. And I found I don't know, yung peg ko parang Ricky Reyes plus Hunger Games. Yun yung avant-garde.
Okay,
yung
District 1.
Oh, District 1. Capital. Yeah. So nakahanap ako, parang kulay white na may mga gold na ewan. I think my Mockingjay nga sa shoulder ko, hindi ko nga alam eh. Right? So I got it, and I bought leather pants, bro. Like, when have I ever worn leather pants?
You can't waste those, man. It has pure potential.
Brother.
You need to wear it somewhere, like BGC Urban. I don't know.
I did what I haven't done, I think, since high school or college. I bought the pants and kept the tag and then returned it the next day. Yung pants.
Oh my God.
I have not done that ever. Every time I buy something for a hosting, I usually keep it. I know, I always keep it. But these leather pants, what the fuck am I gonna do with them? Bro,
I can't believe you bought leather pants.
No way am I gonna wear those again. So yeah, I'm sorry to H&M. I'll bow y'all. Actually, yung refund ko naman store credit. So
it's not like
Okay, but anyway, so, okay, I'm going to say it, man. The prod team was the worst prod team I've ever fucking worked with. Oh, my God. I'm going to say it, Rika G. I don't care. It's not TikTok's fault, right? The client was so cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Whoever they hired on that day is literally the worst prod team I have ever worked with in my entire life. I am so upset. And Lexi Lexi was so upset. But I don't want to speak on behalf of Lexi. Let me give me my
But, like, give us a bit of context on why.
Context. Okay.
Let's say the event itself, you were hosting the live event or the one that's
the pre-show, on TikTok. You feed to pre-show. So there's an actual event proper, and that was hosted actually by Bea Fab and Ro Wilson, if you're familiar with Ro Wilson Fernandez. No? But so there was a red carpet thing, and they got four hosts, okay? So me, Lexi, and then these two like really big TikToker guys who I'd never met before. Their names were Chardy B and Poca. So, you know, I've never seen these guys, but when I looked them up, they have like literally like millions of followers, right? So, anyway, call time was like 2 p.m. So we got there 2 p.m. because the thing was going to start at 4, yung pre-show. So 2 p.m. din kami. So they, you know, we met the whoever was the blah 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 at the waiting area, holding area. Tapos sabi nila, okay, we'll do a host briefing in like a bit. So we're like, okay. So we waited for like an hour, wala, nothing's happening. But we're like, oh yeah, they're busy, right? Because they're daming ng ginagawa. So it's almost 4, mga 3:30, 3:20. Wala pang briefing. So medyo kinakabahan na kami. And then so around 3:30 nagbriefing kami. Sabi ng whoever it was, right? I'm not gonna name drop anybody, but they're like, oh, so kasi may script na kami, nakasulat ng AOB, di ba? Parang announcer board, di ba? So biglaan, sabi nila, oh, actually, we're gonna make you guys ano, parang VO na lang. So kami ni Lexi, okay lang naman sa akin eh. Sa amin, because we're gonna get paid the same for doing less work.
For sure.
But also, and yeah, less work. It's easier for us. But at the same time, medyo nakakainis din at the time because we're like, we look for these outfits, blah, blah, blah. Diba? Mukha akong Hunger Games, right? So anyway, so pagpunta namin sa, like 4 p.m., pinapunta na kami, or mga 4, and then medyo late yan, mga 4:30, pumunta na kami sa prod, the tech booth, which is outside, by the way. I'm wearing leather pants, mind you, once again, just to paint a sweaty, vivid picture. I'm wearing leather fucking pants, bro. And then, nandun yung client, who actually messaged us, like, to hire us, right? So, you know, we talked to the TikTok side of things. And then, parang nagkwento lang, it's like, oh, yeah, actually, we were kind of confused. Hindi namin alam na magiging VO na lang kami. And you know what the client said? Like, what? That's what the client said. So the prod team, whoever it was, made this executive call. Hindi pala na-approve
ng without
client.
Letting the client know.
Without the client know. Okay. Right? So, yun. Then the client and so na nag-usap-usap sila. And by like 5 p.m., wala pa. And then bigla, the guy who briefed us earlier, we're like, oh yeah, we talked to the client, so they want us to go up pala. And you know what the guy said? This is where I kind of lost like all, I was just like, okay, this is chalk, like this is done. He said, that's news to me.
Wow. Dude,
so, and then for the rest of the night, it was just like, do this, and we did no plan, there was no preparation. For us, buti nila magaling si Lexi and magaling, I mean, I don't want to toot my own, but buti nila magaling kami mag-wing it.
You guys are professionals, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, straight up, they pulled us. Okay, so I was having, okay, punta kayo dito. Like, I thought they were just calling us to the side. And then they gave us one cue card for the VO lang. And they said, go. And then we're like, well, go what? Like, is this a tech run? Because we didn't do any tech run. They're like, no, go na, live na. So we're like, oh, shit. So we were doing the thing. And then, so they, you know, we did the VO thing. Then bigla, nasalang din kami sa ano, sa like, red carpet. And we didn't have any practice of blocking, whatever.
Right.
They, oh my God. And then when we're doing our VOs, they're talking into our ear while we're talking.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, that's the worst.
You would not under, oh my God. I was not going to really rant about this, but dude, it was so bad. And you know, I like nothing against our co-hosts because they were really cool. But, dude, there was one point na nag-VVO kami. Tapos nakikita na, pinakain sila ng, ano, eh, ng food. Kami wala pang food for the whole time, right? Oh, wow. No one was there getting, helping us maybe get water or something. And we were just asking questions, and they would literally put their headset on and ignore. Like one time, Lexi asked a question. They literally put on the headset and just kept talking to somebody else. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was crazy.
That's
insane. I cannot believe. Like, I don't know how, I don't know what the fuck happened, man. I don't know who spit in somebody's food that they did not like us or whatever. They really, literally. And there's one part na naghihintay lang kami ng 1 hour. They were telling us, we were waiting for something, like we've done our VOs, we went on the red carpet. So now, parang we're just waiting lang while the other hosts are doing something. And we're like, okay, what do we do next? Like, when do they stop us if we're going to talk? So we were talking and then they didn't stop us for a while. We had to wait. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to signal someone, like, are we going to keep talking? And then the last half was, we were out there for an hour. Kala namin, masasalang kami ulit. Yun pala, tapos na pala kami. Like, we were like, oh.
So you're done for the night.
We were done for the night. And we're out there. I'm out there sweating balls, friend. Like, for an hour. Come on, wow. Bruh. It was. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to waste any more time. But dude, it was. But shout out to TikTok Philippines because the event was really great. Like, beautiful looking.
Yeah.
I just don't know what happened with that prod team. It was unbelievable.
If you guys, okay, so for people who are listening right now, the reason why JC is getting so worked up, and I really get you, is because, you know, when you're working with a prod team or when you're working with other people who won't be on camera or on stage, the people who will be fuck-ups will be you.
Yeah.
The ones on literally. Cam, the hosts.
They fed us to the wolves, bro, like. My God, though.
No. I would have been so worked up as well. I would have been so pissed off as well. But, you know, the reason why also you're a professional is because you can do it. And you will do it, oh, diba?
My goodness.
Diba? It's
diba not like I tried to quit smoking. Out. Gusto mag-yossi after eh.
Na-imagine ko yun yung parang, what the hell just happened, man?
Literally. It was like a bad dream. That's like, Lexi and I were just laughing after. It was.
Wait, what was like the point of the VO? Were you asking questions?
The VO was parang, di ba you TikTok watch those people? Red carpet things on TV? They're like, oh, coming down the red carpet now is blah, blah, blah. Look at, tas yung queuing, yung paputang ina, yung queuing, bro. Because I don't know all these TikTokers, right? And they didn't expect us to naman. But they're giving us names. And we don't know who they're talking about. Like, there's multiple people coming on the red carpet. Wala kaming live feed or wala kaming feed monitor to see what we're talking about.
Wow. Who
we're literally.
But that's weird.
That's what I said. Walang monitor, walang in-ear anything for walang info about who these people are. Like, I knew.
So maybe they were taking the cue from you guys.
No, that's what the thing that, like, they were giving us the names, right? Mm. I guess whoever was queuing in the back, they were giving the names. But the thing is, what we don't know, like, who is coming up, like, when they're in the frame of the camera. Kasi walang monitor.
Yeah.
It was, oh. And there's one, imagine it, nakakayak. Because nandun kami sa red carpet. They gave us four names, sabi nila. Ito yung four na interview ninyo. So first was, ano, parang Myrtle, or I forgot, no, we did Myrtle Sarosa, but like, I know who she is, right? But then the next person, blah, 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 was like this other person. So Lexi's like, let's welcome, blah, blah, blah. And that person's like, that's not me. I was like, oh my God. Help me. Oh, get me out of here, man. So, but, yeah. But ang ganda ng venue and ang ganda ng, like, I don't want to, you know, like, I just want to give props to TikTok Philippines because ang ganda, they had this whole booth of, parang Black Mirror-esque where it's like vertical screens and it's the most viral videos of the year and they're playing on a loop on all these screens. It's like a walkthrough exhibit. Ang ganda. We didn't stay for the show, the main show, because we were so, well, A, we were so tired from the heat, but we were just like, nah, let's bounce, dude. Anyway, that's my where you been. How's your week, Finn?
just a pure rant.
What the F, Justin. Oh, wait. Well, congrats. Sorry. Congratulations to my mom, by the way. We went to Pampanga after those hostings. She won most. My group pala. I don't know who the governing body is, but she won most outstanding Kapampangan award. Mocha. Parang mocha.
Wow, M-O-K-A. Mocha.
Most outstanding Kapampangan awardee for business. Basta may mga categories. So she
won.
Yeah, it was in San Fernando. So congratulations
to your mom. Wow.
That's na double ko yung ano. I mean, I was able to make double use of yung rented barongo. So.
Okay.
Finn, sorry.
Bro, Finn. Sana ginamit mo na rin yung leather pants. Sayang naman.
No, tayo na leather pants. Never again.
Oh my gosh. You could have had your Ross moment. Do you remember that in Friends?
yeah, where you got...
Where Ross had leather pants, where he got stuck in it with baby powder and lotion.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
For sure.
Okay, anyway, so that's Finn for you?
Yes.
Okay, so... This week was kind of a – actually, this week was a really fun week. I'm just going to start off with what I've been watching. So I'm almost done with Replacing Chef Chico on Netflix. And I actually spoke about it on – yeah.
I actually spoke
about it on my Instagram. But I do want to recommend it to you guys. Please watch Replacing Chef Chico on Netflix. At first, you're – I don't know. Like, at first, obviously, we have our first impressions with everything. And I was like, parang medyo corny. But as the first episode palang, as the first episode progresses, you're gonna see the point of it all. That it's not just a story or a series about a Filipino restaurant. It has, like, storytelling every single episode. And every episode has a different story, but still tied to the overarching, main story of the series. So I'm down to the last two episodes. Look at me watching something new, but it was really good. And especially if you want to watch something heartfelt or something that will tug your heartstrings, this is definitely it. But it's not cheesy at all. I'm so glad that this is how they highlight Filipino food. It's not just straight up, hey, you know, we have kinilaw or we have sinigang or we have this and that, blah, blah, blah. But they're highlighting Filipino food through storytelling. So it's just, it's parang grabe yung complex layers of this series. So I truly, truly recommend it. And I recommend it. I recommend that you recommend it to your friends also, especially people who aren't from the Philippines or maybe they want to know more about the Philippines. I feel like this is one way to get people to get into, you know, Filipino food or Filipino pop culture, everything like that. So it's such an easy way to recommend, you know, what being Filipino is all about for me.
How big of a role does that, and you don't have to spoil anything, but like, because diba si Alessandra De Rossi yung main character, right? How big of a role does Sam Milby and Piolo Pascual have? Because they're the two other guys on the poster. I haven't watched it yet. So do they have a big role also?
They do have a big role.
Okay.
But it's not, especially with Sam Milby, it's not the role that you're going to expect.
Okay.
Why it's a big role. But it is an important aspect of the story. So I'm going to stop there. Truly recommend Replacing Chef Chico. It is such an easy watch also. Like, you're not, even though medyo maiiyak every episode or, you know, the story every episode is kind of touching, it's not heavy. It's not heavy at all.
One hour episodes, pa? Like, parang 55 minutes.
I think less than. Less than.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. So, what else? Oh, there. Also, I'm very happy because the soundtrack was made by Lian and Ara.
Oh, yeah.
So, a lot of the songs in Replacing Chef Chico were made by them. And I believe they're also from, like, previous albums, if I'm not mistaken. So correct me if I'm wrong. But it's a really nice series.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop there with what I watched this week.
It's on my list.
Yes. Okay. So this week was actually a very fun week because it's the week that I first party ko in the UK.
Nakita ko din yun sa IG.
Exactly. Like, actually go out and have shots and dance and blah blah blah. But
that sounds stressful. But you look like you're having fun.
I was having fun, but I draw the line there. After that, okay. I'm done, bro. But before that, actually, me, Ryan, and two of his college friends, we went to Winter Wonderland. So if you don't know what Winter Wonderland is, it's like a theme park that gets built in the middle of a park in London every year, like every Christmas. It's not there when it's not Christmas, but it's Christmas time. As in, bigla na lang, there are like legit rides. It's not really? Like the Pipichugin rides. No, it's like legit okay. rides. They have really extreme rides over there. And we did go on a couple of roller coasters, which was, yes, it was very scary, but it wasn't the most extreme in that theme park.
Okay.
And then the food, I think I just wasn't really ready when it comes to going to Winter Wonderland. Because if you go on TikTok, there are a lot of like tips on how to save money or what's worth it or blah, blah, blah. But I wasn't ready with that. So I kind of just had to like spend a little bit more than if you
planned.
Prepared.
Right.
Oh, if you had planned a little bit. Na parang kunwari kumain kayo before going to Winter Wonderland or you know what I mean? Or if you watch the reviews of every ride so that you can just go on rides that are worth it. Because may mga ibang rides na medyo, and then I tried mulled wine or mulled cider, which is honestly not the best for me. It's hot wine. It's not. Yeah, it's like warm. Yeah. Yeah, it's warm wine. So I don't know. I guess if it's like below zero, I would appreciate hot alcohol. Because it's, you know, it warms you up. But it wasn't really that cold that day. Mm. But yes, we did ride one extreme ride. And we went on it right before it closed. So parang wala nang lights, wala nang sounds. It was literally just them throwing us up in the air, up and down, up and down. You know, hindi na siya fun. Kasi people were walking out. It was dark. Wala nang music. Yung parang ako, bakit kanina may Ed Sheeran? Ngayon wala na. Parang feeling ko, literally, it was not the best experience because you would expect that it would be a show, right? Like it would be an experience with lights and like music to distract you. But because it was just pure silence and people walking out of the theme park. Parang feeling ko torture na lang siya. Yung parang feeling ko, come on, man.
Okay, no, the sound of the machine.
The ride was like, boom, 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 boom. Ganon, yung parang mabilis. And oh my God, I had a headache all the way from the, you know, from Winter Wonderland to the train station to back home. I had a headache. And then the next day actually was also a fun day because that's when we went out. We went to a club called Inferno's, by the way.
A club.
I know, bro. A club.
And
like,
it's called Inferno's?
It's called Inferno's.
I'm not surprised. Inferno's.
But actually, they did say that Margot Robbie used to frequent Inferno's. And that
like
as a party goer before, when she wasn't famous.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so or maybe when she was famous, but she said in an interview that she used to frequent Inferno's and she used as she thinks that there are sins that lies beneath the carpets of Inferno because it's like, you know what I mean? It's not a bad club, but you know that it's just. A lot of people get drunk there every day and the floors are sticky. It's not a top-notch five-star, you know what I mean? Like,
have you ever seen the floor of a nightclub when the lights go on?
It's the most disgusting sight ever. I also thought that, wow, they're becoming smart in these clubs because they don't serve in glass, what do you call this? Like containers anymore. They're really? All like hard plastic. So a lot of people drop their glasses on the floor and you can literally just kick it off the stairs.
Nice.
Yeah. And we did karaoke also, which was hella expensive. It's just coming. You know what? It was £50 for
50 pounds, bro.
£50 for one. 1 pound is 68 pesos.
Consumable or wala? Wala.
No. No. It's literally just a broom.
Oh my but, God.
Funnily enough, they had Filipino songs. They had Aegis. So they knew their stuff. Okay. Yes, they knew their stuff and they knew that Filipinos would love that. But I'd like to say that I think when Filipinos go there, baka like mas, baka lang ma-disappoint kayo. Kasi, you know, like in the Philippines, you could get a room for what? 300 pesos? 500 pesos?
Yeah,
for,
that's consumable na minsan. May, yeah, ano, may
for,
iced tea
for
pa nga.
For 1 hour, di ba? May iced tea, may tropic, may fries. Oh, shit. You know, di ba? So, but it was really fun. You know, yeah, we got to do our thing as, you know, Filipinos. Mm.
Right, right.
And then after that, after the karaoke, we, you know, the club was open already and we had shots left and right. I think I had 5 or 6
wow, look at
vodka
you, huh?
Shots. I know,
little,
I know.
Little W, but, Infernos, huh?
But the thing is, I was okay up until when we went out of the club. But when we actually got out of the club and then I saw like actual lights, dun na ako nahilo. And I think I drank a little too much than I could have handled.
Also, Drunk Rica made an appearance. Drunk Rica?
Drunk Rica. But you know what Drunk Rica
is.
Dude, Drunk
Rica
is
crazy.
Just sleep.
No, I mean crazy. No, it's crazy to me. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm saying it's crazy to me that you know, you remember exactly what happens the next day.
I remember everything. But I remember everything.
Dude, I remember like last time I saw that.
I get
like super
sleepy.
Circa 2018. You slept on the fucking stairs outside. I was like, wake up, friend.
So, tinutulungan ako ni JC, di ba? Like, tinutulungan ako ni JC, tumayo. Tapos, the next day, I had to say, do you remember this? Like, yeah. I told you, dude, I'm so sorry. I screamed at you. Tapos sabi ni JC sa akin, what do you mean? You didn't scream at me. But in my head, I was screaming at you.
Oh, okay lang. Gusto ko lang matulog. Ganun lang.
Yeah,
ganun
exactly.
Lang. Oh, okay
but
lang.
In my head, I thought I was screaming. As in.
The good time. So, 2018? I think it was 2018, bro. Like after our ex party or something.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But yes, Drunk Rica made an appearance and jeez. I was sleeping on the cab. I literally slept on somebody's bed. Yung friend ni Ryan. We all went to her house, and then bigla na ako natulog. I said, I didn't even question whose bed that was. And then the next day we just went home and recovered for one full
you need a day.
I told Ryan, I was like, okay, we experienced it, this is what I wanted, and we're done. We're not gonna do it again. No.
Mahal beroka dyan, ha?
Mahal yung shots. Mahal yung beroka. Mahal lahat. So, it's something that I'm happy that I experienced before the end of 2023 because, honestly, that's really what I wanted. I wanted one night of just letting loose, not thinking about anything. And I was happy that I already submitted everything, all the applications. I was done with work. So, it was like the perfect night to just get wasted. And yay. I was also happy because I was with Ryan and I know that I was safe and I could get home safe. So that was really fun. Don't listen to this, mom. Okay. You raised your daughter right. I did not puke at all. Like even if I said I wanted to puke, walang lumalabas. Wala. It was just, that's just how my body works for some reason.
Nice.
But it was really fun. It was really fun. And it was really fun times with Ryan's friends. And hopefully they still invite me to, you know, more fun night outs. But no more shots. I'm just going to drink
shots.
Two beers and dance all
two
night
bots,
long.
Two bots lang.
And then after that, what did we do? Oh, I went to Camden Market because I had a tour of this one office. I did tell you about that last week. So I already did the tour. It was really fun. And it was in Camden Town. And for some reason, when I go to Camden, if you don't know what it is, like search nyo, para siyang like Green Hills-ish na sobrang laki. Tas there are also a lot of food stalls there. So a lot of people like going there for just a date or a fun night out. So it was really nice. I do want to tell you about that tour of the office because it's a company that I kind of want to work for. Okay. Mm. I'm going to say that and that's it.
Yeah. Okay,
but cool. It was a nice experience. It was good to get, you know, tips from actual people who go there and who work there. Mm. And alam mo yung feeling na I feel good juju when I visited the office. And that's I really good. Saw myself working there. Na parang, mm. But you know what? Here's the thing. Minsan kasi, I feel like when I want something so much to the point na I wanna, you know, like, I wanna eat my own hand, ganon. Parang minsan feeling ko, I fuck it up. So, most
do you think
the
it's
time,
the fear of anong tawag din, like, di ba, like some people don't like to jinx it and they say like
yeah
until
exactly
actually
that's
sure
why
nah.
That's why I kind of don't want to tell you all about what happened, but I also do want to ask all of you guys who are listening to please send me good vibes and manifest with me because it could happen. And they actually did tell me that you have as much of a good chance as anybody. So don't ever think. Kasi alam mo, lagi ko naiisip before. And this might be a bit more, I don't know, like, preachy? I don't know. Pero, here's the thing. Before, naiisip ko na, kasi taga-Philippines ako, or I look different, or like,
okay.
Wala akong experience. And then the person who toured me in the office told me that you have as much of a chance as anybody else and nobody looks at what you look like, where you come from, your age. No, it's all about your enthusiasm, yung skills mo, your experience. So don't ever think na hindi ka na-hire dahil hindi ka taga dito. Ganon.
That's true. So, hey, true words right there.
Yeah. And I think you can also like, you can also agree with that. You know, you didn't grow up in the Philippines and it didn't matter, right? Obviously, you wanted that job and you wanted to work there and you had the skills. You got hired. So that's what I'm going to do now. Diba? That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to manifest. And I did my part already. I did, you know, like the application and everything. So all I need to do is wait. So
it's gonna come, man. It's gonna come.
It's gonna happen. Time. It's gonna happen. Yeah. All right.
Sometimes it's right, when it right. like you when you stop thinking. Sometimes when you stop thinking about it, when it happened. Is that when like I had actually, like go ahead.
And actually, yun nga rin yung advice sa akin ni Ryan. Na parang you know do your part, submit the application, submit everything, do good, and then move on. Next naman.
Yeah. Cause and like I remember
too much. Yeah.
When I was doing yung ano tawag din yung mga commercials, diba? You have to audition. Tapos hinihintay mo pa yung approval. The ones that I was like super like, oh, I'm gonna get this. I never got it. And then the ones that were like, where I was like, oh, I probably didn't get that one. Those are the ones that I got approved for. So
yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta let it be. True. Like sometimes, and then you know my mom's favorite saying. Right, kaya baka nanalo siya ng most outstanding kapampangan.
Ayan, mocha.
It's like it's just if it's not meant for you, parang if you didn't get it, it's really not meant for you. But there's then more but there's more opportunity. Parang ganun lang talaga. I mean, this is always her word of advice, like cuz sometimes you know I was disappointed when I didn't get some shit. And they're like, no, it's not meant for you.
That's why she gets the mocha award.
Oh yeah, mocha man, mocha girl, mocha girl, mama.
Mocha girl, okay. But I do want to end there. I did get a haircut, and I'm very happy with the cut compared to the cut that I had last year, which was almost the same amount. But this time around,
do you only
got
get
right.
one a year?
No, I only get. Back in the Philippines, I used to get more than one a year, but here because it's so expensive. And just out of my budget, I get a haircut once a year.
That's a lot of pressure because that's like your whole year.
Exactly. And that's why last year I had to grow it out. Kasi parang I didn't want that kind of short hair look. Kasi honestly, no offense to Dora, but I kind of look like Dora and I didn't want to look like Dora. Okay. Okay.
Hey, what's wrong with Dora's look? I like Dora's look.
It's just not my look, okay? Dora can have that look. She's pretty. She's beautiful. You know, she has the face for it, but
she's
got
the map, bro.
I'm not a superstar like that, you know? So there, Finn.
Okay, Finn. All right, well, pal, let's go to our first TT. For fans of the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'm sure you've already heard about this, but if you haven't watched the show, actor Andre Brower, who plays Captain Raymond Holt in the show, he's one of the main characters. Mm-hmm. He unfortunately passed away at 61 years old following a brief illness. Although when I was looking deeper into it, but it's not really specified what kind of sickness
NBC News just released a report that he died from lung cancer. So he was diagnosed a few months ago. So I'm guessing that it was already progressed, or it has already progressed, and I guess he wanted to go in peace.
Right,
you know? Because we didn't really hear about it, right?
Mm-mm, not at all. Kind of in the similar vein of like Chadwick Boseman, where they kept their thing, you know, behind the scenes. But yeah, I mean, if you've watched the show, he was, I would say, like, I think he's probably my favorite character.
Him. Oh, yeah.
I would say,
for
right?
For sure.
He's my favorite. And then maybe Peralta, I guess, would be second. But, like, I really like the way that he played the straight face, parang serious guy. Mm-hmm. But he had a funny side to him as well. And, yeah, I mean, I saw so many people posting it on their stories because Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a really good show, right? I think it's a great show. And if you haven't seen it, is it on... Dito, hindi ko alam kung nasa Netflix pa rin yung Brooklyn Nine-Nine dito eh.
It's still show. On Netflix here in like the Europe area, I guess. But yeah, I mean, Brooklyn Nine-Nine also to me, it's one of my on-rotation shows. And if it's on one of my on-rotation shows, it means that I have an emotional attachment to it. And I do know that a lot of people also have an emotional attachment to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And can I just say that, and I never really kind of like talked about it, but can I just say, like, the last few seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine before it ended, how they handled everything, like COVID and police brutality and everything, was so well written. It was so well done, but still had that comedy gold of Brooklyn Nine-Nine still in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially, you know what really stuck by me was the episode where they had a case of sexual harassment from a woman in like a hedge fund or parang banker, parang ganun. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And do you remember, like, Amy was so into the case that she didn't go home, and then people were questioning why you're doing this, you know, this is just a waste of time, and then explained why.
Right.
And how they handled that episode, honestly, was just mind-blowing to me, that not one, at any point, I did not feel like they were just
hard pushing
fun
it, right?
Of it.
Right.
Yeah, they weren't hard pushing it. And they also brought up a lot of good points from either side, from both sides. You know what I mean? Na parang, kasi may bring up si Rosa doon na, I don't think you're helping. You might just be hurting. And then, you know, the woman might just lose their job. And also, people might not, you know, believe her. Because that's usually what happens, diba?
Yeah.
That episode really just got to me. And I love that episode. That's something that I always just rewatch. And even like yung ang tawag mo dito, even the role of Captain Holt in all of that.
Yeah, speaking of like those sensitive topics, there's one episode yung na racially profile si Terry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? And then Captain Holt, and this is where Andre Brower like really shine, like, cuz you know, there are some serious moments in the show. There's this one time where he talks to Terry Crews mismo. And he talks about his experience being a black officer and like how he got to his position, blah, blah, blah. Dude, it was really well done. You know, like you said, like most, there's a lot of episodes where it's just goofy fun, but then when they really hit hard topics, they really can act really well. Does, and you know, speaking of Andre Brower, by the way, if you didn't know, he's won two Emmys. So in 1998, he won one for Homicide: Life on the Street, and then in 2006 for his performance in Thief, which I've never seen, unfortunately. But he played the leader of a heist crew. Although, have you seen The Mist? The movie The Mist.
You know what?
I fucking hated him in The Mist. He was so good in The Mist, but I hated his character.
Oh my. But you know what? I did watch one movie where he was also a police officer. I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it was, I don't know, is it The Good Fight? Maybe.
The Good Fight. He was in The Good Fight, but that's a TV show, right? Or no, was it a TV show?
Okay.
I think it was a TV show.
It might be. It might be kasi nasa Emmys yung The Good Fight eh. So, yeah. But grabe. So
he was in Poseidon, if you remember Poseidon. that disaster
movie. I do.
Yeah, he was the captain, I think. I think he was also a captain in that movie, but captain of the ship.
Pero grabe, this morning I saw a lot of the posts of his co-stars in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
And they had good memories, and you know, they're celebrating his life and what he taught, you know, each of the characters or the cast members. So parang grabe, what a loss. It was really a loss, and condolences to his family and everybody that he left in this world. But oh my god, grabe.
So if you haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, man, now's a good time to pick it up. It really is.
It is, it is. And he will always be immortalized with Brooklyn Nine-Nine. My favorite scene of Captain Holt was yung Yas Queen. Do you remember
that? Yas Queen, yeah.
At saka yung favorite ko din yung Vindication. Favorite ko yun. Oh my god, that's the best. Wow, his comedic timing is also so good.
Solid. So, yeah. All right. Okay, Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's talk about OnlyPans Taqueria. OnlyPans Taqueria, which is they posted on Facebook last week. I think in the middle of the week, December. So yeah, last Thursday. Maybe I'll just read it. So they posted a photo with like word captions on top of it, a photo of their taco with word captions. So it says the following verbatim. Due to a major brand's last-minute cancellation, we have surplus catering for 400 people, originally planned to be served this weekend. We're not a big restaurant with a massive commissary, and this has left us with excess stock. Initially booked for 400 people in a vibrant food truck style, the sudden change led to a revised order of 80 packs after signing a contract for 200 packs. Despite this challenge, we remain committed to providing exceptional service. If you need catering this Saturday, reach out. We're ready to serve you with our quality offerings. We also urge brands, big and small, to uphold transparency in partnerships. Tapos yun niya. Thanks for your understanding and support. Ganun lang. That was the post that they posted on Instagram, and it was cross-posted rather on Facebook. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, thankfully that they have that sort of following for them to actually, for the post to actually gain traction right away. And I believe a lot of people reached out to them. How can they order? Or maybe you can have, you know, like the food truck in, you know, one of our neighborhoods. I saw a lot of people comment that. But I do know that they did partner up with Hungry Homies.
Hungry Homies, yeah.
Yeah, they did partner up with Hungry Homies where they had a pop-up shop and they could sell their food and they merged, you know, their ingredients and their food. Because if you guys saw the restaurant of OnlyPans in Poblacion, it is a small kitchen, and I'm sure that their commissary and where they store their food isn't also a huge thing. But even if it was, you know, ordering that much food for 400 people, tas hindi mo naman masaserve, syempre the food will, you know, eventually go bad.
Yeah.
So gets mo na parang, and it doesn't, and hindi din naman like malaking restaurant nila for them to actually just say na, ay hindi, isa-serve na lang namin sa normal customers namin. You know, it's too much, I guess, for the demand, di ba? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, the community actually did something. But yeah, grabe. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, actually, minsan meron din akong reservations when it comes to, you know, like posts like this. Kasi nakikita ko din, madaming nagko-comment na, sino yung brand? Sino yung brand?
Yeah, yeah. Name drop, na,
name drop. Name drop, name drop. And I feel like it takes away from the actual point of the post, which is, guys, we need help. You know what I mean? And we're not here to pile on the brand that canceled, because if they did do that, then, di ba, pagkakamali nila yon. But thankfully, they didn't. So, but actually, never ko nakita may nag-name drop. And,
yeah, actually, now that I think about it.
Nakita mo ba?
No, not for this and for other posts na similar in the past. Parang wala masyado.
And honestly, wala din naman akong like pake kung sino man yung nag you know nag-drop sa kanila ng as a client. And then a lot of people also question, and I think it's also a valid question, na wala bang kontra
or down payment
na. Parang ganun. But the thing is, I feel like if kunwari lang may down payment and they did get a down payment, they would still have a lot of stock that would go to waste. And knowing them, they're not the kind of people who would just be like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Tapo na lang natin. Parang ganon, di ba? They're very passionate people. Mm. You see it on the, in their posts and stuff like that.
Yeah. I also think that, well, because for me, like when I do hosting, usually if they reach out to me directly and I have to make my own memorandum of agreement, you know, my MOA, whatever. Usually, I include a down payment. But sometimes, you can feel a hesitance or whatever na mag-down payment ng client, whatever. So usually, a lot of the times, I base it off of like goodwill and faith that they're not going to screw you over. Because sometimes, you feel like I might lose an opportunity or whatever. So, maging OnlyFans, I know they're already, like, they're super big, right? Like, on social media. And I think it's the go-to like establishment for birria tacos, I would think. If you ever ask anyone where to get good birria tacos, probably OnlyFans will be at least, you know, mentioned. But I'm guessing also they're like, wow, this is a big, I don't know who the brand is, right? Like, this is probably a big brand. Maybe they just put their faith in the brand. Like, if it's a really big brand, you'd be like, oh, they won't.
Yeah, they
do
probably
that.
Have the money.
Yeah. You know, they're not gonna do that to us. And then it just happened. And I guess that's where you really, sometimes you're like, oh yeah, you can't really compromise with these kind of things, especially with a big amounts of money. At some point, you're going to be like, yeah, but you guys are going to have to pony up a little bit. Konti lang.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I get where they're coming from. And like, sobrang ano, gets yung frustration na yun. Yeah. How about you, man? Any
parang
words
sayang
of,
din kasi na parang it could have been an opportunity for that big brand to support a small business. And that's always, and I feel like that is such a great way to also get your name out there, not just the small business, but also the a big brand, like let's say, di ba, parang sabihin natin like Adidas,
right,
partnering up with like a small clothing store, like a small coffee shop or something. Di ba, it's such a great partnership and it puts such a great kind of like outlook on your name na parang grabe, they don't just care about their customers, they care about other, you know, small brands as well, and it could have been such a nice partnership, but it did bring out the good in people, and a lot of people helped OnlyFans, so
yeah,
I get it. Grabe, feeling ko kota na yung OnlyFans this year. Sa problema. Guys, give them a freaking break, okay? They just need a good year where there's no drama, no anything. Grabe. Yeah. Kasi do you remember last year ba when they opened that a lot of people complained and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Yeah, thankfully, you know, how they handle things are very professional and stuff like that. So,
yes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. So, shall we wapow to our final TT?
Wapow!
Okay. Kind of related in terms of...
Yes.
Yeah, we're staying in the realm of F&B, food and beverage.
Actually,
tell us
they
one.
Did... Yeah, they did comment about this issue. So, there's a coffee shop... In Bacolod, I'm sorry. At the first part of the podcast, I said Negros, but it's in Bacolod, and it's called Slow Bar Cafe. And apparently, they had to escort out people who were not really paying customers. So there were 10 people who bought only 2 drinks, but they occupied 3 tables. And they did... Okay, so that in itself is an issue. Now, they did post it on their Instagram. And they said that this is not the first time that we're addressing something like this, but we've already had a handful of incidents that make us ask, how do we approach non-paying customers, mostly students, who want to be seated? We know that they only want to hang out for free and shoot their personal content, but to what extent must we share our space to please these guests? Our lead barista and two working students are trying their best to work, accommodate, and keep the cafe in good order. And one of the most their lead barista is one of the most humble people they know and wouldn't let a group of kids tell her otherwise. We trust that her responses are always rooted in instinct and respect. Hmm. So it doesn't seem like the owner approached these students, or the kids.
Yeah.
So it was the lead barista and whoever was on shift. And to be honest, ganun naman talaga. Kung sino yung nasa shift, you have to do your own thing. You know? Magdi-discarte ka talaga. And then, they continued to say, it pains us to get a mob of bad Google reviews from 10 unsatisfied kids. We don't wish to engage, but these things will happen again. So maybe better to confront them when we can. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, dude, that they took up 3 tables.
Yeah.
I would understand, like, let's say you have a big group and then maybe only 2 of your friends bought something and you're sitting there. I think if there's no one in the cafe, I think it's okay. But if they ask you to leave politely, hopefully, then you'd be like, yeah, let's bounce, right? Like, you'd think that maybe they'd be cool with it.
Grabe din yung entitlement mo when people think that pagpapaalisin ka, feeling mo, it's like an attack on you. When in fact, this is a business. You have to remember that. But then again, kailangan alalahanin din natin, I guess, these are students. Maybe they're younger. You know what I mean?
I don't give a fuck how old they are. They're stupid.
Utak na sila eh.
the response also of their response after the fact, supposedly these people who were asked to leave started review bombing the cafe on Google. And one of the owner of the cafe or basta someone from the cafe is like, I don't think people understand the kind of impact that shitty reviews have on online that have on the business itself. Because, you know, a lot of times, especially here, hindi masyadong uso dito eh. But in the States, right, your Yelp review will make or break your restaurant. Uso ba yung Yelp sa UK?
No, but no. Google reviews are very big, right? Here.
Kasi here, hindi masyado sikat yung Google reviews or Yelp. Like, dati meron na Zomato, but I don't remember if Zomato had the star rating. Basta, there's rating systems in the US where if anything is below a 4, you probably won't go there, right? That's the crappy part of review sites. It can help, but it can really hurt. For me, if it's the same kids, those kids are assholes. I don't care if they're young or whatnot. Like, they just weren't raised right, man. Like, you don't do that.
But I'm actually also glad that they went public with it, that they actually, you know, like, the news is covering them and their story, and they go public with it on their social media accounts. Kasi, you know, that's how you fight this fight, I guess. Kasi hindi mo naman, di ba, hindi mo naman mababalikan lahat ng mga bata na yon who you took up all the space and gave bad reviews. And I feel like how they responded was also professional. And can I just say, totoo naman kasi talaga that the coffee culture and the cafe culture in the Philippines is quite different. You know, there are a lot of, and I saw a lot of people comment about it when there was this Scottish TikToker who was complaining about all these students and people just sitting around, you know, Starbucks or something. And gets ko naman kasi that, you know, if you know in the Philippines, a lot of people don't really have their own laptops or internet or Wi-Fi, and you know, they rely on this, or it's just really the culture, diba, na parang there's that some sort of parang maganda lang pag nasa cafe ka and you feel more productive. Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like it has also evolved into something different na uncontrollable na. Just like this one. But the thing is, it's very different kasi when it comes to small cafes and small businesses compared to if you just go to a Starbucks or a Seattle's Best or whatever. You CBTL, know that they have the money. Mm. Yeah, you know that they have the money. And iba yung business model ng mga ganun eh. Because they have other ways to make money. But when it comes to small cafes like this, the only way they make money is when people come in, they sit down, they order. And then, lalabas, diba? Aalis, tapos may papalit sa kanila na customer. Compared to, let's say, a Starbucks in a mall. People can get takeout, people can get, you know what I mean? Like, ang daming ways. Tapos meron pa sila mga planner, may mga beans or whatever, ganyan. So,
stars, kolega ng stars.
Diba, magkakolega. Ang dami. So, compared mo sa mga gantong small businesses. And plus, I don't think that it's rude if you ask a customer to kind of like give way. Siguro lang, hindi lang sana yung mga tao to be, for people to be that blunt, na parang, ay, ma'am, kailangan na po natin umalis. Because it usually doesn't happen. Usually, ikaw yung makakaramdam na, shit, kailangan ko na ata umalis kasi parang 3 hours na ako dito, gano'n. Kasi feeling ko, it also, I feel like, kung may etiquette yung store owner or the baristas or the people who are in shift, dapat ikaw din as a customer, alam mo din yung boundaries mo and the etiquette, diba? And I feel like it will ruin everybody's experience. Kasi gusto ba natin na, alam mo, dito, hate na hate ko yung pag magpapareserve ka for dinner, 1.5 hours lang yung pwede. Kasi nga, may mga nag-overstay. Ganon. So ngayon, usually yung mga restaurants na madalas dito, they have like a time for you to just stay. Kasi nga siguro na-experience
dyan sa UK?
Dati. Yeah, and even, na parang siguro na-experience nila na may mga nag-overstay or people who just, you know, they don't even order up until like 3 hours, 4 hours na.
Right.
But there are people who are lining up. So gets mo ba? Na parang feeling ko, wag na natin papuntahin pa sa ganun. It'll just ruin things for everybody. Or do you think that it will work with our culture?
Na
may ganun.
Na may time limit?
Oh.
Parang no. I mean, I don't know. Feel ko okay na. Because, okay, just to, like, on the other side of things, like, when we were talking about, like, if there's people who haven't paid, like, it's a big group, but someone paid for something and the rest of the group didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, like I said, okay naman yun if they don't need the seats available to paying customers. At the same time, because, I don't know, it could also be like, baka may dumaan, di ba? That's, oy, puno na. Baka wag na lang tayo dito. That's one aspect.
But the other,
but the other side is, uy, daming tao, pwede tayo dito. I mean, that's the, you know, you don't know how you can really approach that.
Do you think na parang baka napuno na yung
spot?
Cafe owner? Hindi, get mo ba? Napuno yung cafe na owner. Siya sa
kasi nagko-content creation niya. Kasi nakasabi parang, we know that they only want to hang out for free and shoot their personal content. Feel ko napikon sa influencer culture.
Oh, parang napikon na parang napuno na siya na, guys naman. No, but the thing is, also, I also feel like you, on the other side of it, I also don't, parang feeling ko, wag din naman sana i-demonize yung intention nung mga customers na to. Kasi nga sabihin natin na, you know what I mean? They are still paying customers. And I feel like hindi naman talaga mali na okay lang naman na mag-shoot kayo ng content doon, di ba?
Right.
But I don't think it's also wrong that they ask them to leave when, I think, ang important dito, pag meron na talagang other paying customers who need to take a seat.
I agree, diba? 100%. Yeah, there should be. And the customers who are asked to leave should react gracefully in that situation. Lalo na that they know that they didn't pay for anything. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yun lang. And then really the cherry on top is the review bombing. If it was really them, I don't know. Because I don't know how they confirmed that or whatever. Maybe it was just the circumstance, like the timing, the timing of it all. But if it was really them, then there's a deeper issue there. You know, in terms of that's just a personality problem now. It's not really a
pero baka customer, din naman like baka din naman like ano rin it just so happens that a lot of people pero 'di ba parang mali mo it just so happens that a lot of people had negative comments about the cafe.
And I did not see the comments kasi if it was it was related to that incident na if the comment was like they made us leave blah 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 that was 0 stars so then feel ko magigay maano eh may kutob ka na now. I think it's the guys that we kicked out earlier and it was a review bomb like I don't know I feel like this just coincidental kung hindi yung customers na pinalayas ninyo I mean asked to leave not
pinalayas to leave. Pinalayas talaga
just to ask politely to leave I mean only my. Pants also commented yata diba right only it, pants commented did. On the post ng ano slow ano what's the name of the guy slow bar SLO by the way if you want to look it up it's SLO_BAR
They said that sometimes you really need to speak up. Thank you for doing this. It means a lot to the small businesses like us in the industry.
Oh, diba? Straight off hot off the heels of that
sabi ko
big
sa
business
inyo,
screwing them over.
OnlyPants, they never get a break. You know, they're like on every single day. Oh my. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people who are also baristas or they work in cafes can maybe relate to the person, you know, who would have to ask these people to leave because you don't want to be that. Ako, I don't want to be that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want to be that person. You know what I mean?
I agree.
But at the end of the day, business is business kasi, diba?
Yeah, like I worked in a movie theater, right? So that's like the closest I ever got to like food and beverage because I just popcorn or whatever. But sometimes the kids after the movie, like, you know, kids that, the, you know, these are kids that are hanging out outside of school, young kids, high schoolers, you know, so they're being a little like rebellious or whatever, I guess. Right? And they're like hanging out in the lobby of the theater after the movie's done already, right? And at some point you're like, oh, fuck. I don't want to ask them to leave. But then your manager says, we got to get these kids out or whatever. And I was like, why? Just leave them alone, right? They're not hurting anybody, right?
The non-confrontational side of you is just like, I don't want to deal with this shit.
Come on, man. They're not causing any issues. But if they're caught, but then there was a time when these kids were being like obnoxious, like a set of kids were like super obnoxious. Like they were just being loud in the, I don't know, for fucking whatever reason. Then I was like, all right, I'll ask these kids to leave.
Grabe.
But if they're not doing anything and there's like ample space or whatever, okay lang naman. So yeah, I really think that's the case here that they're like, we need to get these kids out because they're not being respectful of whatever. Of like,
imagine tuloy kita, sasabihin mo na ano. Na imagine na kita sabihin mo, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
I'm coming for you, man. I mean, that's pretty much the story there. So if you have anything to chime in on, mga Leche fans, let us know on the Facebook group. Any more final thoughts on this?
That's it, man.
Bar? Yeah. Wapow?
Wapow. Also, wapow. Can I just say,
go.
Somebody in the Facebook group, the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam group, suggested something to kind of alter what we usually do, which is random Reddit, and then we might start doing that next week.
Yeah, maybe? I like it. Their working title, unless they're going to charge us for it,
is
Reddit Recados. So they want us to go on like random these different subreddits. I don't know if maybe like their Leche fans can suggest subreddits on the group because some people did. And they just and kind of just discuss, you know, some of the things on there. So, for example, the person who posted this, Kyle, on our group said, can we go and discuss posts on subreddits like Would You Rather or Hypothetical Situation? And then someone, see, Lawrence chimed in. Can we also discuss stuff on Am I the Asshole? You've been on Am I the Asshole, right?
Yeah. Right? I was one of them. No, just kidding.
Like you frequent that
Yes, actually. Yeah, I like that subreddit. I know. It's just it triggers a lot of people too. So
yeah.
You know. It's gonna be interesting. We're gonna start next week. We're gonna look for a few interesting ones on Reddit. And then that might just be our Christmas special then.
Oh, diba?
Right?
Am I the asshole for not wanting to buy gifts for people?
Gifts for the baby? For the
I just don't buy gifts. Like, in general. I think I made that.
I know.
Right? I think it's been...
No gifts, no pasalubongs, no anything.
Dude, especially pasalubong. Not even one. Fucking pasalubong. Yeah. Pasabay?
Pasabay.
Get out of here.
No, but the thing is kasi... Here's my thing, JC. Pasabay is different from pasalubong because pasalubong is going to be your own money, spending money, like looking gift for them. But pasabay, they would tell you where to buy it. I'll give you money. So it's still a no.
Yeah, but you got, dude, you got to go out of, you got to spend, you got to take time out of wherever. I mean, I'm assuming you're on vacation. You got to take time out of your vacation to go to a store that you had probably no intention
of
shopping
at. Are you saying, when you go back to Japan, back to your hometown, where you lived for I don't know how many years,
tapos
may kapitbahay ka na store that specifically that's what I want. I give you money. This is still a no?
No, sorry.
Bro!
Pag pumunta ako dyan, ha? Pag pumunta ako dyan, tas ano, hiling mo ano, you want ubi jam? Dude, go find some ubi jam in London, bro. I'm not going out of my way to go to buy
Good Shepherd.
Or mga piatos.
Tapos ano, pipila ka pa.
Pipila mo tayo.
Grabe, lilis peanut butter lang eh. Grabe, alam mo yun na yung namimiss ko. Lilis? Ano? Hindi ko kaya. Lilis peanut butter. Namimiss ko na yon.
Okay.
Namimiss ko na yung... Hindi kasi dito may piatos, may clover. Lahat meron naman. Ah, alam mo ko na yung namimiss ko. Yung moo ba yon? Yung chocolate thing.
Chucky.
Do you remember that?
Chucky or moo? Chucky or moo? May moo din eh.
May moo. Moo...
Anong mas trip mo? Moo or Chucky? Ako Chucky
parang
kasi... Chucky kasi iconic yung character.
Yung character.
The guy where the chocolate milk actually comes from that cow.
from that cow.
Oh, si Chucky mismo.
Anyway.
Naglalabas ng chocolate milk.
Okay. Anyway, before this gets explicit,
right,
we better
go. Yeah,
but don't
forget
to follow us everywhere, okay?
Yeah. It's the Halala Show everywhere except for an Instagram where it's just Halala Show. We also have an email. Email us at thehalalashow@gmail.com. And if you're listening on Spotify, there's like a Q&A prompt there in the episode, like all the episodes since like season 5. There you can reply, you can comment a question that we can ask. You can even, since we're talking about subreddits, if you want to put in a subreddit for us to look
at
posts.
Give us links.
Yeah, so we'll try to incorporate that next week. And it's a good way to, you know, just, if sometimes, because I honestly, like Rika and I talk about this all the time. Minsan wala talagang titi, like nothing trending. Like we're grasping for straws, trying to find like, dude, did somebody get canceled this week? Let's go find somebody. Or
we don't want to be forcing things, diba? We don't want to be like squeezing a rock for water.
Right, true. All these analogies, exactly. So yeah, just let us know in the Spotify Q&A then. So that's it, and we'll see you next week for the holiday special and it's extra song. Halala Show.
Bye.
Peace.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment.
Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.